from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that's bringing you some relaxation. It's almost time to slow it down, to take your mind off of stuff and get goofy, get silly. Come on, let's get silly and sidetracked and silly. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. All right, hey, before we move on here, I just want to let you know, as I've said over and over again, you're important. Your sleep's important. I'm here for you. I'm here to keep you company in the deep, dark nights because I care. And if you need extra support right now, there's links to organizations in that can help right in this moment, text lines and call numbers right in our show notes. Please use them. And then please think about extending that kindness, extending that empathy and compassion outward to our community. Members, supporting the lives of the Black members of our community, because Black lives matter and Black mental health matters. And if you're in a place where you could do a little bit more and be a part of the solution, there's organizations and links to those organizations in our show notes as well. And if you're interested in the companies that support the show, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you could check out our sponsors right on our website. I'm posting more and more videos of me using stuff so you could see, oh, what is Scoots like, or how does that even work? So you could check that out on our website, because here's a couple ways I'm able to bring this show twice a week for free. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I really need you to hear. It's where I celebrate the power of you, the listener, keeping the show free by supporting the sponsors and letting them know about it. Do you want to be on the Sleepy Supporter Zone? All you need to do is let me know, let the sponsor know you supported them. Social media, Instagram stories, those are the stuff that works great. But you can give them a call or send them an email too. And tonight I want to thank Laura, Lola, and Heather for getting man crates for Valentine's Day for the people in their lives. One was a jerky heart and the other one was a donut fondue kit. Such cool pictures of both the products and the unboxing. And I want to thank Jink, who got Headspace. We're talking about different Headspace meditations and all of the benefits of meditating with Headspace. So I want to thank Jink, Heather, Laura, Lola for all supporting sponsors, letting the sponsors know about a letting me know about it. And that's how I thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need help right now, extra resources, there's links in our show notes to organizations you could call or text or contact right now. It's also about supporting the members of our community, saying Black Lives Matter with our actions. And there's going to be links to organizations in the show notes to help you on that journey to helping the members of our community. And speaking of supporting our community, our community globally, and then our community locally. The third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support, and that's ideas from you, listeners. Carl W.'s been sharing ideas. How can we get engaged and help support those in need in our local communities? And Carl's got another one for us, animal rescues and shelters. Carl said that the organizations with him, you know, that some places could be overworked or understaffed, or they just need volunteers to help run things efficiently. They can be as simple as keeping animals company, taking dogs out for walks. And if you do that, you get an exercise along with it. This is also, Carl said, great if you don't want to cohabitate with an animal, but you want to spend time with animals, volunteer at a local rescue or shelter and let me know about it. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Carl W. the Legend also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer are on, Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a
thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind you're thinking about. Those are thoughts. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So anything in your body or your emotions coming up that's, you know, getting in the way. Well, I don't want to say that. I don't mean to say it that way. I'm sorry. Thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. You don't feel like you're in the way. I know that. I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was just using it in a figurative sense to say that currently your needs for attention are outweighing the needs of this human here who needs the rest too. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come in. I'm going to help. That's what I'm here for. Help all of you. Whatever is keeping you awake, or if you're awake and then you're keeping that person awake, totally understandable. What I'm going to do, I'm going to try to create a safe place, and that's why I apologize right up front, so you know I'm not perfect. Holy moly, am I not perfect? And, you know, even all the time, pretty much. I guess if you're not perfect, you're not perfect all the time. I never realized that could be a source of relief suddenly. Why can't I have that on a t-shirt and a stitch pillow or whatever it's called? If you're not perfect, you're not perfect all the time. Also, maybe I could get on a poster with a cat, like, doing something instead of the cat one that they used to have that said, oh dear, but used stronger language. I'm so not perfect. I got to get back to this podcast intro. Hopefully I'll come back to that. Because if I'm not perfect, I'm not perfect all the time. And I know we have the other side of that truism, brand new newisms and truisms, brand newest truisms on here on Sleep With Me, the podcast. This is the first, I think this is, no, it's probably not the first new truism, but newism. I wish there was a way to rhyme that better. You're right. If again, another sign of my imperfections, I'm embracing them, and I'm embracing all of you. And, oh, sorry, but sorry, I got to get to this listener here. Excuse me. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, and at Al and Port VIPs. You're not and all or whatever they say. You're not just and all. You're and all the VIPs. You know, I call you brain bots usually, even though you could be physical or emotional or thoughts. And I know it's not easy. That's, again, why I apologize. I guess I'm now just showing another side of that IP because, you know, I guess I'm overstating my apology. Yeah, because I guess I wanted you to really accept it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, which you've already seen. Went off topic extra early, just about, you know, just me and myself, old IP. That's another one. I can only be myself all the time. I mean, well, actually, some of the times they say, well, I'd rather be, you know, any, like, whatever I'm fantasizing, a character from a musical or a movie or a cartoon or a TV show or a comic book or a novel or a short story or just imaginary event or an idealized version of someone else that could be me, but I'm still myself. Everywhere you go, there you are. That one somebody else said. That's how to sum it up. Or, you know, our ego said, everywhere I go, here I am, yo. That actually rhymes, too. I haven't heard it stated quite that way. But so anyway, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark, and I'm using lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'll take your mind off of stuff, keep you company as you and your human fall asleep. And the way, oh, so a couple of things to know, whether whoever you are, I'm going to have to go a little bit more general to all my, because I got my regular listeners, I got their brain bots, I got my new listeners. Meet your brain bots, new listeners. They're the little things cruising around in your brain, in your body, in your feelings. They're semi-nocturnal, though they also are dineural or whatever. And binaural, believe me, in both ears, all the time. And I don't know any other words with rhyme with neural right now, other than neural, that doesn't rhyme. Squirrel does not rhyme with those words, unfortunately. Squirtle does. I think Squirtle's a character in somewhere. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, hi. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. Now, if you're new, this podcast is very different. You probably already learned that, but let me just acknowledge that again and tell you this. The strangest thing about this podcast is you kind of barely listen to it. That's the best way to consume it. Like, just like, let's say, you know, because the brain bots are a bit like droids, and I do like to use BB-8, or in my case, BB-88. That's all I could afford was BB-88, like a refurbished, it was a BB-4. They got refurbished, but they sold it to me. And they said, do you like BB-8? And I said, yeah. And they said, is that a joke? And then they said, no, we got BB-88 here. But I want you to, you don't know who BB-8, well, let's just imagine like bird watching. Sometimes you just kick back and you're watching the birds, not as a hobby, but just as something you're just barely paying attention to them. That's kind of how you say, okay, I think, and somebody comes, they say, you're watching the birds? What bird? No. I mean, there's some birds. I was looking at them, I guess, kind of. What kind of birds did you see? I don't know, winged ones or winged ones? Ones with feathers? I don't know, gall? Perch? I don't. Is a perch a kind of bird? No, that's a common fish, though. I don't know. Maybe it was on a perch. I can't remember. It was so relaxing. I was barely paying attention to the birds, but I was kind of paying attention to them at the same time. I like it. Well, that's what this podcast is like. You say, huh, that's an interesting way to describe it. So just kind of barely pay attention. You might be tempted, though, to wonder when the sleepy stuff is going to start, or when the story's going to start, or when's my voice going to get soothing. And all I can tell you is the experience of millions of people is that it takes two or three tries to get used to this podcast. Millions of people have said, at first, Scooter gets on your nerves. That's my most common interaction. But then eventually you learn to ignore him. And really, when I go to the big farm in the sky, I'm not being facetious. Please print that on my thing. You know, print that on the old marble thingamajig. If I get to that point, whatever I said or something like that. First, he gets on your nerves, then you ignore him. It's a dream. And this is serious, though. So if you're new, you might think I'm joking or being self-effacing. No, that's the truth. That's the pinnacle experience of this podcast. You kind of say, I don't know what this is. I don't know if I like it. But give it a few tries. Most listeners that it works for, they listen. I mean, I've been talking to people that have been listening to the show since 2013. So just see how it goes. So that's the first thing to know. This is a podcast that takes a while to get used to, but you don't even really listen to it. It's also a sleep podcast. It doesn't really put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you fall asleep. That's why I'm here for about an hour, to take your mind off of stuff and give you plenty of room. And if you can't sleep, I'll be here the whole time to keep you company. Or if you wake up and can't get back to sleep, or you just wake up and you want to go back to sleep, whatever it is, or you need a distraction at work, or you're on a weird schedule, I'm here to help. The other things that can throw you off if you're new is the structure of the show. So let me tell you about that. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody and coming out on a regular basis. The show starts off with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. Then business, then the intro. The intro is around 12 to 20 minutes, so around 6 minutes to 22 minutes of the show. And it's really an essential part of the podcast. For new listeners, it's where I introduce you to the show, introduce you to brain bots, show off, you know, be imperfect in the most showy way possible. I mean, isn't that what clowns do in some sense? You say, okay, what do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be imperfect. Well, you're already done with that. So what else are you going to do? Well, I want to be imperfect and showy. Oh, like have giant shoes you trip over or spill buckets of water that are filled with confetti. That is what I want to do. Would you like a cream pies throne or, you know, oh boy. That's the most showy kind of, you see, other than some other careers that are very showy and imperfect. I mean, I guess in every sense, like sports, performances, but I was trying to just stick with, so I also forgot what I was talking about. Oh, so the intro is kind of where I just show, so the intro is for the new listener. It gives you an idea of what to expect, but for the regular listener, it becomes part of their routine. And so for the regular listener, it could be part of your wind down routine where you start it as you're getting ready for bed or as you get, you're in bed or you're doing your wind down routine or you're doing your skincare routine or your health, you know, your oral care, or maybe you're just relaxing or you're falling asleep, whatever it is, you'll kind of develop a thing or you'll be like the 2% of people that skip ahead to 20 minutes. Or 22 minutes or 18 minutes, and they start the show there. Or you'd be a patron and you're like super involved. So you kind of just see it first, just see how it goes. But then, you know, as you become a regular listener, you kind of adjust. But the nice thing about the intro is I'm your boyfriend. I come with something new every time because I know you need it. And I know that's really why I do these new intros every time because I need something new. I do personally. Because my brain bots adjust. My brain bots want entertainment just like a mild bear, you know, they want to be barely entertained. And that's the best part. I could just barely entertain those parts of you. They don't have to be like, they're saying, wow, this is mildly amusing and entertaining. I'll actually listen to this creaky, dulcet, imperfect person. And, you know, I don't have to tell you about that spelling test at fourth grade anymore that you, when you spilled orange juice. Why did you have orange juice as a spelling test anyway? Okay, so sorry about that. It was dried orange juice that was on the back of my hand, remember? Until somebody pointed it out. Yeah, so, okay, so anyway. So that's the structure show. Oh, so the intro goes on and on and on for new listeners, but regular listeners tend to work it in the routine. Then there's some business. Then tonight will be a recap of the Great British Baking Show or Great British Bake Off. And it'll be the second episode. We're going to be talking CAKESs. So we'll talk about that, and I'll do it and this is new. This is only the second episode I've covered, so it's kind of experimental, and I think I'll do it like a reading of my notes, so it'll be very bit jumbled, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. So it won't be interesting. It'll be kind of interesting. And then the show ends with some good nights and thank you. So this is a structured show. That's what to expect. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a safe place where you could fall asleep. You deserve that. And I want that for you. I think our world and your world would be a better place if you're rested and you can, you know, live your life, face the day, deal with stuff. Or just have some relaxation and be able to breathe and not have to dread going to bedtime. So if I can help you on that journey, it's my honor. And the other reason is I've been there. Tossing, turning, yep, mind racing, yep, trouble getting to sleep, yep, trouble staying asleep, oh boy. So I know how it feels, and I've had different stages. I deal with all those different stages, and I got those brain bots, and they say, hey, can we go through that in vivid detail, that spelling testing again? Because I wanted to talk about, I've been running some simulations. You said simulations in a strange way. I did, because I was thinking about all the simulations I ran of how our life would have been different if that whole incident didn't happen. Which incident? Because I don't even remember it. Well, that's why we got to go through it. It wasn't a smelling test. It was just that I had orange juice on the back of my hand and it had dried and someone pointed it out. And then I think maybe later I washed my hands. Oh, you're right. Yeah, so I think it were. I think that one's covered. It was during a smelling test that it was pointed out. Maybe that's why you associated it, but I wouldn't call it an incident. Wow, you're really growing up. Well, actually, technically, I did. Well, yeah, you're right. Thanks for your help, though. I got a podcast here for you to listen to that'll barely entertain you as a reward for your help with that. Great. So that's why I make the show. I've been there, and I'm working on it, and I want to help. So I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate you checking the podcast out and coming by, and I really hope in your end I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple ways we're able to bring this podcast twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it's cake week here. It's Scoots. We're talking about Collection 6 on Netflix, episode 2. Of what do we call this show? The Great British Baking Show or Great British Bake Off. It's a different season and show wherever you are in the world. But yeah, Cake Week, it starts off with Sandy and Noel. Cake Week 2, Cake Week. Sandy's, it starts off with Sandy walking in the grass and she's talking to Noel and talking about Cake Week. And she's got, now this is, just froze it. Because behind Sandy is a lot of really good-looking trees and full leaves. But one of the trees to her right is red. The leaves are red, but they could be naturally red. And Sandy has on a gray sweater with very large polka dots. Two pink polka dots, three orange, one green, and one white that I can see. And underneath that, like a pinkish red dress shirt. And so she's walking and she's talking about Cake Week. And then she says, oh, whoa, Noel, you're looking amazing. And we see Noel has, he's dressed, he has like a giant wig on. I mean, we're talking a wig 2 feet high and a dress on. And Sandy says, I love your commitment to the theme of the week. You don't have to explain it. I got it. Marie Antoinette, she goes, she didn't really say let them eat cake, but she goes, it's cake week. And she goes, I love that you bothered, but, you know, I'm not trying to nitpick things. Just a misquote in history. Let them eat brioche would be better. But she said, you know, some people said about her because they didn't like it. But she goes, well done. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. He also has a fan. He goes, these are the only clothes I had that were clean. And she says, clean is good. And she sat under the tree. He was sitting under a tree. She sat next to him. Then we have the opening, like the pre-sequence, the teaser sequence, where they show some stuff going right and some stuff going wrong. And apparently it's very warm in the tent, the hottest day they've ever seen. We see people emotional, comforting one another. Then the opening. So I guess what I could do is read through my notes and then we'll pop back onto the watch through. Because this week I'm going to try to do a whole episode for an episode. So Cake Week, Sandy and Noel, Marie Antoinette, Red Army Cake, Brioche, Teaser, Hottest Days, Hugs, Open, Nature, Walk Downstairs, Best of Luck. Then there's Talking Heads. They're supposed to make a tray bake. Someone says posh accent. 16 identical slices out first. Sponge cake. The judges lay out their expectations. Let's see. Anthony is doing a pineapple coconut something. Burfi Bakewell tart. Briny spinach. Half her cockapoo, half Turon. Her cockapoo's name is Archie. Oh, then they talk in Sandy and Briony have an interaction in Spanish, then Danish, which I'll have to pause it. So I'm going to have to keep an eye on that. Maybe we'll come back to that. Then there's a 1970s, Black Forest Ghetto with Kirsch. Oh, Chocolate Burfi. Here's where Anthony's talking about that. So I'll just pop it up. Tell us about your tray bake. He says, frangipan, pineapple jam, and a coconut burfi, which is coconut sweet milk powder, desiccated coconut, and sugar. Sounds delicious. They show him on the FaceTime his mom. Oh, he has a silver pig in his apartment. He's checking on the weather in Bangalore. And then they show his Bakewell tart. It's a tray bake. Looks good. The drawing of it. They say Bakewell tart. I'll have to look up what that is. Probably some sort of thing. Briony's culture clash. There's your first, what is it called? Alliteration. She's doing some hand, knitting. There's Archie and her running for half marathon, cockapoo, orange pastry base, orange infused almond sponge, almond turron, a nougat called a turron. Okay, so Briony talks in Spanish, Claro, KC. I studied at a university. Sandy says, so don't you speak Danish? And she goes, okay, well, I'll teach you. So she says, I'm not going to teach you. I'll teach you. It could take the whole thing. Konager, Denmark. Let me see. Jager, Konager. I don't know. Ojeg, Kanlide, Jorda Bar. I'm the king of Denmark and I like strawberries, is what it was supposed to say. So that didn't work out too well for me. Then Dan is doing a European, he's doing the Black Forest Ghetto. Then Ruby's also doing a Black Forest cake, which causes a slight bit of tension. Oh, they showed Dan in the 70s, his 9th birthday cake. I don't remember seeing that. He was also like in a Halloween outfit, I think, or playing dress up as Captain Caveman. There's Ruby. Oh, he says, Ruby's stealing my idea. But they're kind of being passive-aggressive. They're not that mad. She says, hold the phone, buddy. And we have Ruby with her mom. And, she says, this isn't going to be as good as my mom's cooking. But she made this last Christmas. Last Christmas, Ruby cooked up some kirsch. The very next day, her family ate it away. Neat slices, Bruce says. Make sure neat slices. Not a mess. Then Manon, no raising agent, lots of eggs, family farm, fresh figs. I thought that was our first alliteration, but it's our second, a honey cake. And then Terry, everybody's favorite, like my daughter and I love, we really practice a lot of empathy with Terry and compassion. Terry, the contestant that taught me empathy, because I can really put myself in his shoes. He's making applesauce batter. Paul is already doubtful. Then they say, oh yeah, by the way, Terry keeps bees. Terry, likes, rum raisins and dates and some other word I couldn't find. Something. Prue likes rum. They're always joking about that. I'm surprised with Terry's luck that he keeps bees. He makes beer out of the honey, I guess. He likes rum-soaked raisins, moist apple sponge. It does sound good, even though Paul doesn't believe it. Rum syrup into the oven. Oh, then there's a sequence where everything goes in the oven. Warm cake can't be sliced or decorated, they point out in the voiceover. Ruby says, bake well, my love. They have a lot over the series I've been watching of Ruby commenting and stuff, like her food, like a loving mom, fillings and topping sequence, temperature for a hard crack. I think somebody says that, rosemary syrup. This is John. Daughter's dress. They dress him for work as daughters. They pick out his Hawaiian shirts. So he's kind of doing Hawaiian shirt meringue tray bake. Pandan. Paul, revolting smell. Oh, this, I didn't like this because Paul's not being nice to Kim Joy. He says she's using this stuff called pandan, which he says it smells like it cut me lawn. That's what Paul Hollywood said. Excuse me, Paul Hollywood. Also, this is interesting. I just noticed it's a little strange. I don't like John keeps his Hawaiian shirts in his what looks like his daughter's bedroom. Maybe it's his room. I don't know. It could be. It just but and there's a like or it's maybe it's a guest room. So his meringue tray bake. But then yeah, Paul's got to give Kim Joy a hard time. She loves playing board games with Nabil, her boyfriend. So pandan is a long leaf. You get juice from it. Gives it a nice green color. Does smell a little grassy, revolting. Let's see. This is what Paul says. Smells like it cut me lawn. He says it twice. Like it's really funny. I just want to see what game they're playing. Oh, wait a second. Are they playing Takedo? You got to be kidding me. I don't know if they are. Whatever game they're playing starts with a T, though. Oh, no. Takenoko? T-A-K-E-N-O-K-O. I mean, I'm pausing it, but that's what it looks like. So not Takedo, but Takenoko, maybe. Takenoko? But she bakes a lot of stuff for their board game sessions, and they look like they're having fun. Pandan, chiffon. Oh, Noel says, frog spawn, pond waste or frog spawn, lovely. And they say 1 hour left. Smells like pond water. Could be delicious. He's got a great shirt on. And then, oh, now we have an outdoor... Sandy offers to give Noel a bowl cut. He's kind of already has one, though. Karen's watching her oven. He really laughed at that. So it must have been like when she said, I'll give you a bowl cut. Like it must have been improv, I hope. Then we have a sequence of everybody worrying about their cooking. Paul staring at everybody. Done, not done. Tough, crumbly slices if it's not done the right way. Luke waiting. Walking, Ruby, Oscar, Daisy. What does that mean, Drew? Scoots, I'm on Scoots on the show. Oh, sorry. But, Paul's, those are his Paul's dogs or Luke's dogs, Ruby, Oscar, and Daisy. Well, at least I know your handwriting was right. Just didn't know what you were talking about. Lemon, poppy seed, tray bake. Raul is a double layered. 5 to 6 test bakes, I think he says. We'll see what he says up here. He works out at a leisure center. That's a new, like, I'm not kidding. That's a new vocabulary word for me. Gym is a leisure center. I prefer to call it a leisure center. I mean, I haven't been to one in a long time. Let's see, double layered. He's testing to see if it's done. I did a lot of experiments with this 5 or 6 versions. So this is like his 7th iteration. Yeah, and then they show him working out at the leisure center, swimming. It looks like a nice place, and it's in other episodes. Drizzle, 4 layers, 25 cardamom pods, 4 lemons, sorry. Sandy says the lemon sounds like smells like disinfectant. And he's always worried. He's really quite a wonderful character or person. I mean, but on the show, you know, they have to make everybody into a character. He's a character, though. You'd say that he just is. Warms your heart. Okay, then they're talking about the cake and the bake times during cake thickness. Time's running out. Everybody's trying to cool their sponge down so they can decorate it and need to be ready. Cleaning my fridge. Oh, Sandy said that about the lemon. Dan and Ruby talking. Ginormous. I looked at that use of that word. Time running out. Be ready. Anthony, he's not wearing a watch. Terry has rum for Prue. Ganache. Ganache. Something in Briny's ganache. acetate. That's like what I guess you put stuff on so it stands up straight. Karen's doing some beautiful painting of her. Also, something else about Karen that I liked. She's really, like, she's got a really nice, oh, her shiny blue shoes. They show her kicking it in her kitchen, taking notes. Oh, she's drawn out a cake. Almond and marzipan tray bake with rhubarb jam. She's painting the marzipan with stripes, really nice, and glitter. Full disco, she says. Sandy hops by like rabbit, 15 minutes decorating, drizzling. Ruby can't cool her cake down. Sandy, cool, crisp, clean slices. There's another quadruple alliteration, I guess double or triple. Size and cuts, final touches, 1 minute music. Time is up. Everybody hugs, looks around. At 15 minutes and 18 seconds, I wanted a caterpillar and bird sings. Everyone's sitting. Rahul, then they have the teapot, elegant five-star tea. Maybe they were saying that about his thing. Let me just see this, 15, 18. Ruby and, this close-up on the caterpillar is really cool. Prue likes a whole meal finger sandwich. Manon's, they say, has a tough sponge. Antony's is a good balance. Decadent tray bake. Luke's is as tough as old boots. Terry has his worried face. Raisin rum pleasure. Apple raisin rum pleasure. Karen looks elegant. Her cake looks elegant, but too thick and dry. Kim Joy, they say, is elegant with a lovely color, lovely chiffon and texture, but they don't like the pot-on taste. Chiffon is perfect. Briny, they say hers looks hideous, but it tastes divine and delicious. So, and then she starts crying. She says, I can't believe I'm crying over a tray bake. They said, that should be a song. John's, they say it looks elegant, but not, Pure's not sure about a whole rosemary leaf, more wispy of meringue. Ruby's cake, they say, Paul says it looks like a forest floor, or somebody does, but then he says, fantastic, could even use more kirsch. Then they get to Dan. Decoration is excellent, impressive, really good, boozy. So good that Paul gives him a handshake. And also Sandy likes his t-shirt. Does that sound right? Let me see. There they are, Briny's. She's crying over tray bake. There's a Dan's forest floor, but very good. And now we're at Dan's. Dan's cake does look delicious. Decoration excellent here. Everything is neat, piping good, not too thick. Good interior. Paul's about to bite into it. Dan's watching, nodding. Paul doesn't say anything. He says, say something nice, Dan says. And then, Sandy says, I like your t-shirt. And then Paul just shakes his hand. Everybody says, oh, wow, holy cow, you got a handshake. So it's a thing on the show, which plays out. If it's a handshake, it's 5 stars. Blushing, maybe? Something, mouth reckons, talking heads. Well, they have talking heads. Dan says, I can't believe I got a handshake. Brian says, I said I wouldn't cry. Ruby says, Paul is savage, man. Then they say, okay, next thing is shrouded in gingham after an exterior shot. No practice on this one. It's a mystery. Prue picked it. So this is a tactical challenge. The bakers won't have much. Go like the clappers. You don't have much time. They say, okay. Okay, you two go off and do some extreme ironing, Sandy says, or whatever it is you do. And they say, Prue wants you to make an impression of a cake. An impressionist painter's, Claude Monet's favorite treat, Gâteau Vert. which is a pistachio Genoise, a sponge, crema bear, green fondant, colored green with spinach. Holy cow. 2.25 hours. They have the ingredients. It's Prudes pared down. So there's another Prudes pared down. Claude Monet's birthday cake. Her and Paul talk cake, eat cake, have some tea. They basically say, Bruce says, this is stressful. So it's whoever keeps their head will, you know, win and do the rest. Genoese sponge. I guess Monet had it every year on his birthday. Whisking the eggs, whisk it good. Do you fold it in or do you premix? Whatever Karen did, it didn't work out because she says, oh dear, so is Dan, softly, gently. Karen, resilient, restarts, no, not resilient, but Karen is resilient because she restarts it. And everyone says it just says bake. So some people are doing 10, 15, 13, 20, 18. Sandy rolls her eyes, making marzipan. There's some more alliteration. Do you like Monet? Water Lilies, Van Gogh. Yeah. Oh, at some point, Noel's talking to Dan. No, not Dan, John. And he says, you know who Monet is? He goes, is he the guy who done his ear in? He goes, no, that's Van Gogh. Pretty poor. There's more alliteration. Pretty poor cake comes out. Sandy. That doesn't have Sandy. Sund. Make it again. Yeah, Karen did not separate her eggs. Dan's using, or what's that guy's name? John? No, the other guy. He didn't use, he's using the microwave in the background. What's his name? Luke. That's, sorry, Luke. I'm sorry. Buttercream, cake smells like, hearth, squeeze it out, they're because they have to put the spinach right in there. Dan and Terry are on round two of their cakes, because the first ones didn't come out good. 3 equal layers, and then there's a sequence, there's a lot of problems with the cakes, people restarting. This is, they're doing the time sequence, starting again. Karen says, oh boy. Sandy rolls her eyes at Noel, and they're doing jokes back and forth. Finally grind the pistachios, combine with the icing sugar, make a marzipan. Usually no one makes marzipan, Ruby says, but then John says, I have. He said, did you use marzisplainer, man? Let's see. Manon says, I know Monet, but I've never seen his cake. And yeah, everybody's getting the, okay. So then best of time, all of you stress, there's stress putting on the topping, stress sequence. Some people are like, oh, my marzipan looks all right. Then there's 5 minutes left. There's icing. Luke's cakes are so off that he has to use a cake that didn't work out. Karen's cake didn't really rise, so she got unlucky. Even Dan says, my cake sunk. Terry's trying to decide. Oh, this is when Dan and Terry restart. Let's see. Someone dealing with pistachios. Oh, flowers. So this is the final decoration sequence. And then they say, time is up. And then they go through and they'll say, like, the numbers, and then we'll go back, I guess. So number one, they said the color, proper layers, nice cake. Two, cake wrong, color's wrong, layers are good, flavor's good. Number three was like wet pudding, according to the judges. Number four, color good, tastes good. Five, round, filling is good. Let's see, six, quite nice, all right. Seven, lost a layer. Eight, thin color, no layers, rubbery, wrong, color wrong. Oh, there's a funny awards sequence at, Nola gives Sandy an award after she says half hour remaining. Goes best call of the year. And they says, oh, no, no, sorry. Second, that was second best call of the year. And she goes, well, I was going to give an acceptance speech. And then he gives her another award, most gracious defeat of the year. And then he says, no, never mind, second place, sorry. Number nine, they say, is very pretty. 10, we like it a lot. Lovely. And 11, they say, bone dry mess, and the sponge was right. And I think this is the order. Karen, Ruby, Anthony, Terry, Luke, Manon, Bunny. There's no one named Bunny, Scoots. Ruby, Kim Joy, Dan, Raul, and John. Is that right? So John came in first. And he says, geez, oh, yeah, because they interview him. He says, well, there was my kids, my wedding day, and then that, as far as, like, the great moments of my life. And I don't know the ratings this show gets in England, but, I mean, it must be a very significant show because everyone kind of feels that way. Like, it's a touchstone moment in their lives. So don't discount it or don't get it twisted. So they do talking heads. We're at 31 minutes. They talk out. They do more hugs and stuff. And then they say, come on, it's bounce back time. So that's the next day. So I assume they film this on like Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. They do a walk back. Okay, so walk back in. Right now the show is just on the people. They're still tasting the cake. Let me just see. I think we Bryony fifth, Kim Joy fourth. Third place is Dan. Lovely, tasted great. Second spot, Raul. But it's like they go back and forth. Nice cake, well done. And John is very happy. He says, holy mackerel. And everybody claps. People hug each other. They do the talking heads. Karen says, don't worry, I'm coming back tomorrow. So just a showstopper remains. They walk down the stairs. Who will leave the tent? Oh, this is like a tea where they discuss it. They say John, Dan, and Raul are like the star bakers thus far. Manon's really got to get it. Terry, Karen. Karen's ghetto Vera was a disaster, and then Luke, and Ruby even. Ruby's wearing a sweater at this point, so I think it's like cooler in the mornings when it gets really hot out there, wherever this is. It's going to be challenging last bake, they say. Noel says it's too hot for a goth, two tiers, a chocolate collar. That's kind of the delish, on your mark, get set, bake, so I have to temper chocolate and acetate. And up here, they do give a pretty good explanation twice, I think, of what tempering chocolate is. It's a hot day. John, pina colada cake, Hawaiian shirt style pina colada cake. I think I thought his last cake was that. Anthony, so he's going to do his cake in the style of a sari. Normally only chocolatiers, Bruce says, make a chocolate collar. Tempering of the chocolate on acid, setting on an acetate, and then putting around the cake. Part architect. And because it's so hot, nobody should be dealing with chocolate, but now they don't have a choice. Down to the T, mom's favorite, that's Anthony. Anthony, orange, Jackson Pollock, this is Ruby's cake. Collar. Two toes, three tries. I don't know what that means. Let me see. Let's see. John, wardrobe, Anthony, sponge, more cream than chocolate. This is Ruby. Favorite orange liquor sponge that her mom likes. Jenks and Pollock, mascarpone. I don't know. Let's see. They're like, she might be a little bit of a mess, but, I'm strategically doing a messy collar, maybe. Oh, judges say that two tiers of sponge with a collar. A briny caramel cake, chocolate cake. She's doing three tiers. Some are going above and beyond the two tiers. Terry's coming away. He's doing a, what's that thing called? Eiffel Tower chocolate cake. Let's see. I lost my practice in heat. Quite brave. Terry said, well, oh yeah, I put my heater on 80 degrees or something. Noel does, what is that? He creeps up on Terry. Let's see. He dresses, he comes in and does comedy. He must have been shooting the Marie Antoinette scene. He comes up on Terry dressed as a Marie Antoinette. Everybody's cracking up and having a good time. Because I guess probably he's a big celebrity. So it's like you're going to hang out with him and Sandy and Paul and Peru. But at least Noel and Sandy, you don't have any antagonism with them. So that must be fun. And he said it was too hot for a goth. And then he had to dress up like that. Multitasking. Cakes going in, different size sponges, so you have to keep an eye on different bake times, fillings, chocolate sale. Some people are doing two as backup, show-stopping fillings, white chocolate Swiss meringue buttercream. That you could pretty much, you tell me that, they say, Scoots, we have that waiting for you. Like I said, I'll be there. Holy mackerel. Like, I don't even know what Swiss meringue is, but buttercream with white chocolate, it all sounds good. But, yeah, scantily put, very succinctly put, Kim Joy, she's doing these cool cat silhouettes, chasing a ribbon, Uzu curd, and she has a nice, almost alliteration, cats wear collars, Manon's doing it when she was an au pair, in honor of that, she's doing a princess cake, but it's kind of a pouting princess, Noel later joke out of order sequence. Let me see what that is. I got the raspberry cat cake right now. Kim Joyce working on Italian meringue buttercream. Like she is very skilled with, the art side of stuff. Holy cow. Oh, hope it's not a catastrophe. That's funny. Man is working on her showstopper. Yeah, so she's doing a kid made out of whatever that stuff's called. Not meringue, marzipan. The kid that she used to dress up as a princess. Fondant. Oh, sorry, not marzipan. Almond cake. Chocolate, white chocolate ramparts. Noel pretends it's Sandy, the doll, and him and Sandy. And one's asleep and one's pouting. And they make a joke about him being late. So I don't know if he's late in reality. Bad boys, Briny. I don't know who said bad boys, but that was alliteration. She has to remake her cake and take a breath. Terry, very dubious. I liked that collar, that he's going to be able to get a collar around his cake. Stomach growls. This had my stomach growling. Just the way they're talking about this stuff. At the time I was watching it, I was like, man. Liquid seafoam. I don't know what that is. Luke, luxurious approach. Whipped double cream with an Art Deco collar. Yeah, Briny's cakes weren't totally done. She says, take a breath. Terry's saying his cake looks dubious. Before the wrap around, it has to feel nice and bouncy. The bakers will need to cover the rough edges of their cool sponges. Creme de brulee, whatever, I don't know what that is. Saffron into Anthony's, smells good. While most players are making a flavored buttercream, Luke's luxurious is whipping a double cream, last bit by hand so I don't overwhip it. Chocolate crumb coat, Art Deco collar, folded in white chocolate. Oh boy, but he says it's a little hot for this plan. And we get an exterior shot, 1 hour. People are still trying to put stuff in, cool stuff down, still warm. Oh, no, you know, there's also layers, biggies. Buttercream isn't melt. Don't you want it to melt when it goes on the cake? Quite runny. Oh, dear. My buttercream is wilting. Terry's trying to get his kneader. Luke's his whipped cream's melting. Time's running down. Molten crumb coats. Like that fragile batter in the battle, war, fragile something in the war against the heat. Okay, here's the tempering chocolate is the most difficult bit in the conditions, Dan says. So basically, you heat it up, then cool it back down, Bryony says. And then Anthony says, yeah, 38 degrees, then bring it to 43 degrees, then bring it down maybe to 30. Basically, chocolate, Ravel says, because he says, okay, you want to heat the chocolate's got crystals in it, and you basically want to heat it up. Let me see. You heat it up. So when you heat the chocolate, it breaks down the crystals. And then when you cool it quickly, the crystals form again. Karen says the gloss, so that's tempered chocolate. When you buy something that's glossy. So it's kind of an explanation of what tempered chocolate was. Anthony spends a lot of time on the floor at 41:30. That's when Raul explains. Lovely glass, strawberry fair. Oh, here's Karen singing. I want to quote Karen singing strawberry fair. She's handpiping her lyrics on there. From I was going through strawberry fair, singing, sitting buttercups and daisies. I met a maiden selling her wares, doo-doo-doo. And Noel's making jokes about a lovely lady and a young suitor and her wares on the way to the strawberry fair. Dan's collar is, he's done it before. It's very striped. I don't even know how you do stuff like this. He's like measuring it very precise. These like stripes he's making. I don't know, like, for his dark car, his raspberry collar, Italian meringue buttercream. And then they say, Baker's got a half hour. John's singing, but most people are stressed out. Kind of trying to get stuff together. Anthony talks about the beauty of the sorry. Let's see, something on its own. Ruby wrapping the cakes. Yeah, that's kind of alliteration too. Anthony's painting. Terry's trying to get his thing, his tower done. Jackson Pollock and Ruby. Then external sequence, 10 minutes, Noel's counting on his fingers. Is that right? Then everybody's trying to cool their chocolate down and get it set. And now it's, you know, high intensity. Oh, no, it's melting kind of stuff. Let's see here. Wrapping the cakes. Just count. Setting a spray. 5 minutes left. Time to panic. And Dan's trying to, like, wrap his very dubious. Was that? No, that was already very dubious, he said. There's an assembly montage. Everybody trying to put their collars on. Did not set. Terry's tower collapses. Let's see. Are we there yet? Poor Terry. There's Raul. There's a man, and she's putting setting spray on. Ruby's telling herself to breathe. Terry's trying to get his on, but Raul's already putting his in the fridge. So is Karen. Say a little prayer for me. Luke's is literally 5 minutes left. And they say, if you're worried, now's the time to worry. Under pressure, Anthony. Now people are peeling the acetate off. Terry's not happy. Luke is like, he's in trouble. Manning can't get hers to set because it's so warm. Karen's already doing her song on there. Raul's putting his, like, fan, like, it looks like feathers. I think it's, what do you call those, sails. Luke says, yeah, I'm toast. But Terry's, his leaning tower collapses. It becomes a leaning tower, and then it falls apart. Poor guy. And then they say, you step away from your chocolate collar cakes. There's music. Raul comforts Manon, who's a little bit upset, gives her a hug. Art nightmare. He walks right up to her. He says, you okay? Here, let me give you a hug. He goes all the way around. What a sweetheart. She says, I couldn't get the acetate off. I won't set. He says, here, let me give you a hug with my chocolate-covered hands on your beautiful pink blouse. But then they show the stream, some fish in the stream. And now it's time for the judgments. Let's see. Impress Dan, they say, impressive color, stripes, beautiful, most something delicious, impressive. They really, it's solid. This is really solid when they cut it. Four layers with a giant middle. Rich and moist, yeah. Delicious. Raspberries, tartness. Nice collar. Mighty impressive. Well done, Dan. Then Kim Joy. Her cake looks great, too. I'm impressed with the cats. They make you smile. Better taste, as good as it looks, though. And they say, sponge is firm, a little dry, though. She nods her head. Antony's, his is a little off, but they say, looks fantastic. Color inside is amazing. And not getting the pistachio, Paul says, no pistachio with the saffron. Too much saffron. It's almost a savory cake. Antony says, oh, boy. Then Karen's cake, hers has like a strawberry top. The collar's neat. Everybody's watching. Really lovely. It melts in my mouth, Paul says. Perfect. Fair play to you. That's great to hear. Thank you so much. Prue can't fault it. John has a hula skirt on his cake. Highly effective. Great sheen on the chocolate. Looks amazing. They start eating it. They go, tender. Pineapple's moist. Sponge is fantastically baked. Coconut works well. Love the design. Very good job. And he says, thank you. He takes his cake away. They go, Luke, can you bring yours up? Luke's laughing and shaking his head. He's kind of down. And he says, sorry about that. They go, cream in this heat, yeah. White chocolate, so don't go together with this warmth. Luke takes a breath. They say, the flavor's good. Cake is tough, though. Paul says, raspberry, white chocolate, and cream, though, is good, but sponge is no good. Sorry. Then Manon goes, she's definitely stressed. They cut her cake. They go, nice looking sponge, but the acetate's still on there. They go, well, how come this wasn't off? She goes, well, it wasn't set yet, so. And Paul goes, well, it's set now. And they go, tempered beautifully now. And Paul goes, okay, let's taste this thing. Nice sponge, nice cake, very smart. A shame he couldn't get that acetate off. Then Terry's, he has no tower, so they say, the ironwork looked brilliant. It's too bad you didn't get it done. Half the Eiffel Tower, but everybody knows what you're trying to go for. And Paul takes a bite. He says, Prue says, well, I'm getting sweetness but of the buttercream, but the cake is boring. And Paul says, bad luck, Terry. Briny's cake is up there. And they look at it. They say, okay. They go, you got a collar around two of them. Let's take a look at your sponge. Very beautiful sponge. Paul tastes it. Way overbaked. You can see by the color on the outside. Bit like rubber. Texture's not right, Bruce says, but flavors are lovely. Then Raul, his cake looks gorgeous. Wonderful construction. Impressed he kept it together. It hasn't fallen down somehow, even with the heat. Unbelievable. Not just two collars, but pipe work. You really are a superstar. Impressed. And then they cut into it. They say a beautiful crack, even bold, strong colors. They take a bite of it. He cringes and they say, fantastic. Paul doesn't say anything. And he's still thinking about it. And he goes, can you come here a minute? And then Raul's like, oh no. But we know what's going to happen. He shakes his hand and he says, I've never given a handshake for a showstopper before. Fantastic. Well done. Everybody else is clapping and happy. So he must be really nice when the camera's off, too. Then Ruby has her Jackson Pollock collar cake. She swallows. They say elegant, restrained, classy, four-layer cake. Bruce says sponge looks beautifully cooked. Paul pushes it around, pops in his mouth. Bruce says, I could eat this all day. She says, phew. And then Paul calls Ruby up and shakes her hand. And she does like a yeah, oh yeah kind of thing. Can't believe it. She does a woo way, you know. And he says, that sponge, that flavor, hazelnut and chocolate, every element comes through. Perfectly, so elegant. And then the brittle on top. And she's relieved and happy. She says, well, I was more interested in Prue saying she could eat it all day. Paul's cool, but Prue is what I'm more into. She goes, yeah, I'm really happy because I wanted to really impress Prue. And Raul says, yay. And then he says, I can't believe Paul called me up there. I thought I made a mistake. You actually had me. And then they have Briony kind of saying, okay. Let's see. Everybody's trying to be nice. Luke says, don't worry. It didn't go well for me. And we see birds and sheep. Everyone's lined up. Paul and Prue must decide. Second star baker. What has changed? Extraordinary clear because we went in very clear. But the people that were in trouble, all that's changed. That's what they say. Ruby and Karen did good. And Manon. So Luke and Terry down at the bottom. They didn't do good. Briony's showstopper wasn't good. She let herself down, but she's better than that. Cake was stodgy. Then they say star baker. You got John, Raul, and Dan. And they say, okay, absolutely steady, man. Quite amazing with those double handshakes. And Paul says, I've never done it before. I can't believe I gave out two. I'm getting soft. And they say, yeah, we're disappointed in you. Okay, then they step up, tremendous cake-fueled weekend. Sandy gets to say that Raul's star baker. She gets the pleasure of that. Giant of a tray bake, technically consistent, and got a handshake, Paul's first showstopper handshake. Everybody seems happy, though, not jealous. Seems like a healthy atmosphere. Then Noel says, I got to do the bad news. And the person that's leaving us this week is Luke. They try to build it up a little bit. But they say, Luke, he's like, yeah, disappointed. But he's a kid. So he shrugs, gives a hug Sandy first, then Noel. He says, yeah, I'm going to miss everybody here. Then Kim Joy, then John. They don't show all the hugs. He goes, it's just a little me. I started with my nan, taught myself who hugs Paul. I still had Paul and Prue try my food. This is a dream of mine. So hugging John again. Prue tells Briony next week, you're going to be able to do it next week. So Prue's really, really, it seems like she's invested supporting. Terry gets a hug. Sandy says, you're still in it. And he says, it's kind of surreal. He says, I got to practice. Paul tells Raul, cheer up, man. Try to relax. He goes, yeah, my emotions. I'm an emotional dude, Paul. I'm sorry. He goes, yeah, it's surreal. Paul's handshake, star baker. Surreal got used like twice in 2 minutes there. Hope I didn't peak too early. He says, that's a great way. And then it ends. So you could dream of a star baker. Because you're the star baker right now. Good night. All right. I want to thank everybody who became a pastry patrons. Thanks for becoming a patron recently. I want to thank Mason, Katie, and Brandon. Thanks. And good night. I want to thank Aza, Terry, and Lynn. Thanks. And good night. Renee, Paul, and Naomi. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Whitney, Pamela, and Wayman. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Zachary, Zach, and Jennifer, thank you. Thanks. Good night. Alina, Jason, and Sophia. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Erica, Jeff, and Rachel. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Amy, Danielle, and Morgan. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Cassandra, Jill, and Killian. Thanks. Good night. Carrie, Colleen, and Nikita. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Megan, Rob, and Kaylin. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Christina, Kenneth, and Suna. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Kari, Jalen, and Victoria. Thank you. Thanks. Good night. Verdi, Elaine, and Aaron. Thanks. Good night. Gabrielle, Patricia, and Alex. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Raitha, Nora, and Andrew. Thanks. And good night. And Emily, Colin, and Catherine. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. You can support the show on Patreon, support the sponsors, or just spread the word about the show. And that helps the podcast. And speaking of spreading the word, here's something I want you to know about. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. That's is about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.